نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد ماجد الجود والكرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وآله الألف مرة. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وآله وصحابه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد،
الحمد لله، praise be to Allah. We should be many times grateful to Allah. Many, many times grateful to Allah. In such precious moments, days, these are those days with regards to which Allah Ta'ala has sworn with regards to their greatness. These 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. To Allah Ta'ala, these days are so beloved to Allah. Allah likes these days so much that in these days, when you do any action, any righteous deed, when a human being performs it, any good deed, then compared to the rest of the year, all the deeds a person's performed, these deeds Allah Ta'ala holds much more dearly and belovedly. So obviously Allah gives the tawfiq in the year for us to do dhikr. But today's majlis, alhamdulillah, this is extremely beloved and dear to Allah. Now, away from that, this night also is very blessed. It's the night of Jummah. And in these 10 days, this is the first and last night of Jummah. So its greatness, its status, you can realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the deed that you practice in this, how great that deed will be to Allah and good it will be. So this is also Allah's massive blessing that the night of Jummah Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And after that, Allah gives us life, then we'll get it next year. Otherwise, this could be your final night of Jummah in the days of Dhul Hijjah. So precious. So my brothers, it's a point of wisdom and intellect that all these goodness, all these righteous moments and deeds and Allah's grace and His mercy and blessings are gathered and combined. And what should really happen is that from these days and from tonight, we should take benefit. And what's the benefit that we can take? Such an action should be performed that is extremely beloved and dear to Allah. Obviously, all good deeds are beloved to Allah. But there's one amal which Allah Ta'ala likes so much, and it's very beloved to Allah, dear to Allah. And Allah likes it so much. What is that amal? What is that action? In reality, that amal that our thinking will go towards big, big ibadat, worship. But this amal is only performed by a sinful person. Yes? A big zahid or an abid, that will not come into this category. Rather, Allah's focus and attention will be towards a sinful person. And if the sinful person implements this action, then for Allah it will be the biggest of actions. And what is that? The most beloved days. And it will be the most beloved action in those beloved days. So you can imagine that amal, that action, how much ajr, reward Allah will give. So what amal can this be? What action is it? Just like I said, only the sinful person can implement this action. The pious person cannot. So first thing is this, is that we need to consider ourselves as sinful. You don't look towards your righteous and pious deeds. Don't look towards your amal, your actions. Rather, in reality, we are all sinful people. So obviously, we can then all do this action if we consider ourselves sinful, which is very beloved and dear to Allah, that if we do it in these days, and especially in this night within these days. And that amal is tawbah, to repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes tawbah so much. Allah prefers the tawbah of His servant so much. And there's an example that we find in a hadith, that just like a person has a camel and he's on a journey and he has all the goods and luggage on the camel, his provisions, and suddenly the camel gets lost, his goods go, his provisions go, his luggage is gone. He stood there in the middle of nowhere thinking, what shall I do? And is barren, the land, desert. He starts to plead, desperate. Then when he sees suddenly that camel with the goods and everything suddenly appears in front of him. So in the hadith is stated, the amount of happiness that man gets by seeing the camel suddenly, subhanAllah, I've got my camel, my maal, my wealth, my everything's come back, life's come back. Same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a sinful person does tawbah to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happier than that example we've just discussed. So brothers, a great opportunity for us all, that can there be a bigger sinner than me? Think about yourselves. You are obviously good, pious people. What are our good deeds? Nothing at all, our good deeds. So today, if we implement this action, brothers, what shaitan and nafs don't allow us to do this. Yes, nafs says, oh, no. You've done so much ibadah, you prayed salah, you recited Quran, you've done dhikr, you're pious, you've done so much tasbih. So it won't even let you think about tawbah. Despite the fact that tawbah is a great action, Allah's Nabi says in hadith, that's 100 times more than that in a day, he'd recite istighfar to explain to us, to educate us, to teach us how important it is. So brothers, the greatest action here in this day, night, is tawbah, which is beloved to Allah. In Tirmidhi, there's a hadith. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrates this hadith. And he states that I used to listen to the words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that sometimes something once or twice, most of all 7 times he'd repeat. But this point that I'm telling you, he said, the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeatedly told us, and a lot of times he mentioned this point. So tell me, how important it must be, this word, this statement that repeatedly the Prophet of Allah repeated. And he said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it was the era of Bani Israel. There was a man whose name was Kifl. Kifl. And he was an extremely sinful person. And he didn't try to leave the sins, save himself from the sins. He was drowned in the sins, that person. And one day, what did he do? That person is that a woman, she was maybe under pressure, and he gave her 60 dinar and he invited her towards sin, towards evil, and he made her accept that bargain. He promised, or he gave to her something like this, 60 dinar, and she accepted that invitation. And then when it came to do the sin, that time, then that woman, she started to shake and cry. And when he saw that woman crying, he said, what's the reason? What's the issue? That don't I look good to you? She said, no, you don't look good to me at all. There's nobody worse than you. You have, look at my situation, my condition. Obviously, very bad situation for the woman. She said, I'm not a bad woman. I'm not sinful, nor do I do these actions. But by force, you are taking advantage of me and doing this action. So Allah Ta'ala at that time had transformed his qismat, his destiny. It was recorded. And then suddenly he became alert, different. And he became different. He separated himself from her. He said after that these 60 dinar I give to you, I bestow to you, and you become a witness. Then he swore by Allah and said, after today I will never commit a sin. I will finish my sins here. Who is saying this story? The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is not a minor story. And repeatedly the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told this event to his sahaba to explain the importance of how great is the action of tawbah, repentance. Repeatedly he told this event to his sahaba. And they look at the rewards of Allah. He did tawbah, true tawbah, that individually is sinful, extremely sinful person, like we just discussed. So He asked Allah for forgiveness. He said, Allah, after today I won't commit the sin. He swore by Allah. And look at the reward that was given to him. The next night, he passed away. Just one night after that, he stayed alive. And it looked as if after Tawbah, he became so beloved and dear to Allah that Allah didn't want to leave him in the dunya. Allah called him back. Allah called him back. And look beyond this, the reward Allah Ta'ala gave a big, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in hadith this event. The next day in the morning when he passed away, then the next day on his door, that there was a written statement from the heavens, this statement, and it was written, recorded on his door, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven kifl. MashaAllah. So my brothers, such great days, and tonight is a great night. If we present ourselves to Allah with true tawbah, how successful we'll become. Most definitely, we must have planned to do big actions. We read Quran tonight. Tonight is a very precious night, alhamdulillah. And if we are sleeping 2-3 hours, the night will pass with the fadl of Allah. Great reward Allah has given as well. So, there's a ni'mah. Treasure. So I'll say to you that first and foremost, all of us, what we should do is in Allah's presence, in Allah's court, we should repent for our sins. And suppress your nafs. Don't think you are pious, I am pious, I do lots of dhikr, I'm this and this and this, I do this and that. That this is nothing at all. In other words, the good person is that person who lowers himself, considers himself as sinful. He's the better person. It's a great opportunity for us right now, that tonight we start this night with this action. Rather, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days, that do lots of istighfar. And I will say every day, 2 rakat nafal, pray rakat, 2 salatul tawbah. Tonight definitely pray and do dua in Allah's presence. Allah, please forgive our sins, forgive my sins. What big action than this can there be? Alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that announces that, go, I've forgiven you. Will there be a bigger result than this? Then we might not get this chance again in our lives. We don't know. So this is the biggest amal in this night tonight. The biggest action. That in Allah's presence we do tawbah, we repent. And then, dhikrullah, that Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq, the ability to remember Him. What a great action Allah has bestowed to us, given to us, granted us. We are assembled just for one purpose, that we'll remember Allah. Look at the reward for this. What a great reward for dhikrullah. That all the amal a person does, Allah Ta'ala doesn't give a special response specifically to that. You pray salah, Allah will say that you say, Allah, pray salah. You have performed hajj, will Allah say, I also do hajj with that person because he's done hajj. Will Allah say this? If you pray salah, will Allah also say, I pray salah? If you've kept fast, will Allah also say, oh, I fasted with you? Will Allah say this? If you pray nawafil, will Allah Ta'ala respond by saying, you're praying nafil and I'll also pray nafil? Imagine this. Imagine this example. But there's such an ibadah, worship, that Allah Ta'ala says He's doing dhikr, I'm also doing dhikr of Him. Imagine from this point. No other ibadah has Allah Ta'ala responded. Even tahajjud, even what you're doing, Allah Ta'ala doesn't say, Allah says, you're praying, keep on praying. Allah will never say, I'll pray also with you while looking at you. Fine, you're praying, worship. I'm Khalik, you're my servant, prostrate to me, imagine. No, are you fasting? Okay, you're fasting. Allah says, why should I fast? I don't need to fast, Allah says. I'm the Khalik. You're giving zakat? Allah says, keep on giving zakat. You have to give zakat. Why should I give zakat? Give zakat. I say, I'm giving sadqa. Allah says, give sadqa. But when you do zikr, fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Allah says, you're remembering me? My servant, I like this action so much. You're remembering me that I'm also remembering you. Subhanallah. What a great, great people they are. Who, alhamdulillah, this amal, they bring this into their lives and morning and evening to they please Allah via dhikrullah. Imagine, will they remain empty-handed? Most definitely not in the world will they be empty-handed, not in the hereafter will they be empty-handed. Tell me. That amal about which that action, Allah says, you are remembering me, so I'll also remember you, Allah says. And then beyond that, Allah Ta'ala says, that you remember me alone, Allah says, I also like it, then I'll remember you in seclusion. Just like you are doing, Allah Ta'ala says, it's so beloved you are to me, Allah says, I'll practice just like you are, Allah says. As Allah said about salah, you're doing sujood, I'll do sujood. What a great ibadah, salah. Allah is saying, does Allah say you're doing ruku, I'll do ruku? Has Allah ever said this? That you're doing tawaf, I'll also do tawaf? No, but the greatest response, Allah says, fadhkuruni yadhkurkum, O my servant. Highest is my dhikr. You'll remember me alone, I like that so much, I'll remember you alone as well. So if you remember in a gathering, Allah says, don't worry, I'll also remember you in a gathering, which is greater than the gathering you're remembering me in. Muqarrabeen, selected angels will be in that gathering with me. And they'll sit and they'll be with me remembering you. Then Allah Ta'ala, Allah, what is our remembering you? Tell us. Allah Ta'ala says, then according to Allah's status, Allah remembers that individual who's doing his dhikr. According to Allah's glory, Allah Ta'ala remembers that person. So tonight, imagine such a precious night, alhamdulillah, and the hajis, they're going on the journey towards hajj, rahmah beyond rahmah, fadl beyond fadl, grace beyond grace, the beloved 10 days have come, and there's a jama'ah sitting, you remember Allah in the morning and in the evening. And Allah in these days is remembering them. My brothers, love the dhikr of Allah. Love the dhikr of Allah, Ula, Afdal, greatest, everything Allah announces after every Jummah, the last statements in the khutbah. Is this not about dhikrullah, Allah, Ula, Akbar, greatest? Yes, then do it then, if you hear this statement, then do it. The pious predecessors have stated that whoever attains Allah's qurb, Allah's love, Allah's nearness, connection, is only through one action, which is dhikrullah. The more a person does dhikr of Allah, the more he does dhikr of Allah, he draws nearer to his Lord Allah. The more he does dhikr, the more he does dhikr, he draws nearer to Allah, nearer to Allah. So, such an action, how can you leave this all your life long? Is there no bigger foolish person than this who rejects dhikrullah? Dhikr's benefit is only one benefit, remember this. One benefit, just one benefit of dhikrullah. What is that? That Allah's nearness, qurb is attained. And if you attain Allah's nearness, then what else is there to achieve? Yes, all your needs are fulfilled then. The Allah Ta'ala says that you remember me, I remember you. And if Allah is remembering you, then does Allah not know what your needs are? Does Allah not know what your issues are? Does Allah not know what your conditions are? Everything He knows about you. Recognizes. And these days, all the days of Hajj are dhikr. There's a hadith in Abu Dawood, as Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha has narrated, that all of the arkan, the pillars of Hajj, that Allah Ta'ala has given the actions that you have to implement. Yes, there's Rami, there's Safa Marwa, there's Tawaf, all the actions. They're all signs that take you towards what? Dhikrullah. Allah says, I'm reviving my remembrance by giving you these actions, the pillars of Hajj. Allah says, the whole Hajj, there's no deed that Allah has told us to do. In the whole of the days of Hajj, the ibadah Allah is elevating is Dhikrullah. Arafah, do my dhikr. Mina, do my dhikr. Muzdalifah, do my dhikr. Muzdalifah, do my dhikr, the night of Muzdalifah, do my dhikr in such a way Allah Ta'ala says, that do so much dhikr, like that you used to remember your parents when you were a kid, remember me more than that. So this is dhikr of Allah, great action. Great action. So try, make effort, morning and evening, we have the majlis, special majlis gathering, then loot and take those treasures. Allah has given us tawfiq, He's invited us towards His remembrance. As Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu states in the hadith, then these days, do dhikr loudly so much that we used to do tasbih. He said that Allah Ta'ala, the words that He gave us, the kalimat, to elevate His kibriyai, His greatness, His glory, His status. He told us to recite. He said that we used to go out in the marketplaces and loudly we used to recite dhikr of Allah. Loudly, the whole bazaar marketplace used to repeat. Such an environment was created that all the streets and alleyways were full with people doing dhikr of Allah. Hadith has recorded this. That dhikr was done openly during those days. Do dhikr openly in these days, remembering Allah. Come brothers, inshallah, we have a little bit of time. Let's sit down and remember Allah as well. And Allah's reward, and Allah's karam, millions of times over, we should be grateful. Millions of times. Let's do dhikr for a short while. We'll do loud dhikr, inshallah, today. Recite the routine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidi al-mursalin. Shafi'i al-muslimin. Taha wa yasin. Al-habib al-amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidi al-amalan al-amalan al-nabi al-amli azwaji wa hadhi al-amin. وزرياته بأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وزلمنا حزلنا وجدنا خطرنا بدلا كل ذلك اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا، يا دافي البلايات اشف بلاياتنا، يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا، يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا، يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وزلمنا هزلنا وجدنا خطونا مدنا كل ذلك لنا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارضنا وتقبل منا وادخلنا جنة نجاتنا من النار. يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے، یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے، یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا والوالدينا استاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.